This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's jail populations have plummeted to almost half of what they were before the pandemic. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
At the start of the pandemic, sheriffs and prosecutors across the state worked to decrease populations in Colorado's crowded county jails to make it safer for people inside, both inmates and staffers. Now, a new report from the American Civil Liberties Union finds that fewer people in jails has not affected the state's crime rate, and it's also saving taxpayers money. Some sheriffs say they're happier because their populations are better managed. The ACLU is advocating for some permanent policy changes that could keep fewer people in the state's jails in the long run. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
As the weather gets colder, restaurants have relied on outdoor dining will need heaters and tents to keep customers warm. The state announced a grant program to help those restaurants. Governor Jared Polis says Xcel Energy will donate an initial $500,000 to the program, plus a match of up to $250,000.
And I hope that Coloradans, if you're not eating out and you're not ordering out, would consider donating some of that money that you would have spent doing so to help restaurants stay in business through this and provide a safe outdoor dining experience, which has been one of the key ways that restaurants were able to get through the summer.
Donations can be made at helpcoloradonow.org. Colorado voters have started to return their ballots. Molly Fitzpatrick is the clerk and recorder in Boulder County. She says ballots put in drop boxes are picked up daily.
They're under 24-hour video surveillance, and they are bolted to the ground, and bipartisan teams of election judges actually are the ones to drive out to those ballot boxes and collect those ballots.
Fitzpatrick says once the ballots are collected, they're put in bins that are sealed to prevent tampering and are transported to the ballot processing center.